warnings about the traffic in Los Angeles. It says something that local officials warned motorists about a temporary road work closure on the 405 last year by calling it Carmageddon. Angelenos took the hint, and this weekend they're expected to steer clear of the latest 405 closure, named, of course, Carmageddon 2. That's how it is in L.A., a snarl of overstuffed freeways and commuters who keep their cool, except when they don't. KPCC's Stephen Cuevas has this profile of a punk rocker whose music expresses the insanity of L.A. traffic while extolling the virtues of public transit.
Couple of things you need to know about Eddie Solis. He lives in L.A., loves the band Kiss, and does not own a car.
Being someone who's from L.A., born and raised, and, you know, having a few cars in my past, I saw the city much differently through a different perspective through the eyes of a bus rider.
Want to stall way the back?
Sure. Line 18, Wilshire Western Station.
Just steps from the front door of his home, across the street from a tortilla factory in L.A.'s Boyle Heights neighborhood, Solis catches a bus that connects him with the city's subway and the commuter train he catches to his day job at an indie record label in Hollywood.
It just opened me up to, like, little neighborhoods, galleries, clubs, bars, just everything. Just seeing what's out there, little pockets of the city.
Solis's journeys aboard L.A. buses and subway cars informs a lot of the material on The New Los Angeles Part 1, Through the Eyes of a Bus Rider, the latest release by the singer-guitarist band It's Casual. In Solis's vision of a new Los Angeles, people abandon their cars, climb aboard public transit, and rediscover their communities. One song extols the virtues of the L.A. County Metropolitan Transit Agency's Easy Pass and the urban underbelly it introduces to the rider.
And that's a nod and homage to, you know, the people who know what you can even go cheaper and really beat the system and really steer away from spending money on gas and oil profits and all that. Is all it takes for me to witness racial tension, for me to witness illegal aliens. It's not to paint a negative picture, it's just my perspective and what is seen.
Off the bus and back on the street, we make our way past a jazz saxophonist playing for pocket change and down a long escalator to catch a train.
So, where are we now?
We're at the Red Line station, the Pershing Square station in downtown L.A.
And what's our destination?
We're going to go down Fairs, another tier, and about 5 minutes we're going to get on the Red Line going northbound.
Okay, yeah. Let's go.
The Metro Red Line snakes from North Hollywood to downtown Los Angeles. It's the train that inspired It's Casual's signature tune and spawned a viral internet video. It was partly filmed late at night on a moving train as it hurtles from station to station. Solis thrashes away on his guitar and barks the lyrics, which celebrate the Red Line and call out the congested freeways that coil around Los Angeles.
Este es un tren de Metro Red Line a North Hollywood.
The 210, the 605, the freeways are not so nice. The I-5, the 210, the freeways are not so nice.
The thread that comes out of the record that ties everyone together is just like, be alive, don't be a victim of having a car.
MTA spokesman said he couldn't comment on Eddie Solis's furious pro-Metro message, but the Red Line video was a hit at the offices of Move LA.
Eddie's done a good job. Thank you, Eddie.
It's the public transportation advocacy group headed by former Santa Monica Mayor Denny Zane. He liked the juxtaposition of Solis blissfully riding L.A. public transit in one scene with scenes of the band raging against those notorious freeway jams.
Eddie is all frantic when he talks about highways. And so mellow when he's like grooving on a skateboard and on the bus and on the Red Line. There's a metaphor for the transformation, you know, from the, oh my God, I just got to get out of the traffic to, hey, this is cool. I can mellow out.
Or you can blast the tune like too many people as you claw your way across Los Angeles by car, bus, or skateboard.
Los Angeles! There's too many people! I want them to go away! Even though it means they're so afraid!
Too Many People could also be a motto for It's Casual. Over the years, the band whittled itself down to a power duo of Solis and a rotating cast of drummers. So you may think the burly, bearded punk rocker just can't get along with freeways, with people, or his native LA. Not true.
I love it. I love everything about it. I've traveled throughout the U.S. many times, and I could never look forward enough to coming back. The weather, the different cultures, the landscape. I was just like, you know what? Now I know why everyone moves to L.A.
Solis will bring the love and the volume during a Red Line mini tour next month. It's Casual will play a different venue within walking distance of several Red Line metro stops from Union Station to West Hollywood. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas.
That's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director this week is Nina Thorson. Seal Muller is our technical producer. We had additional engineering from Danny Bringer and Howard Gelman. Thanks to Hank Hadley at KCBX. Our online team includes Lisa Pickoff-White, David Marks, and Don Clyde. Our interns are Catherine Borgeson and Rachel Johnson. Tyke Hendricks is our elections editor with production help from Tina Lauerberg. We had editing support from Paul Rogers. Victoria Malione is our associate senior producer. Ingrid Becker is our senior producer. The news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Rachel Miro. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the California Endowment. Health happens in schools at calendow.org. And Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information at chevron.com.
The 210, the 605, the freeways are not so nice. The I-5, the 210, the freeways are not so nice. The 101, the 405, the freeways are not so nice. The I-5, the I-10, the freeways are not so nice. The 210, the 605, the freeways.
Welcome to the 106th episode of Los Angeles Nista. I'm the show creator, producer, and host, Edward Solis, and this is a Downtown Los Angeles episode, hashtag DTLA, with specific focus on the Red Line and to give insight on the 7th Metro Station. Our chosen destination for this episode is Salvage Bar LA. And here to advocate and represent the destination is my close friend, longtime friend, and peer, Vincenzo Thomas Amato.
What's happening, buddy?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Awesome.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, so, yeah. Long time in the making.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and we're finally here. Very excited. I want to bring to light how special Salvage Bar is. You know, I recently discovered it.
Yep, yep.
And not only is it just a really killer building, one of those classic downtown LA, you know, architecture style. Just, you know, I kind of say it's a bougie place. I mean, the interior, you know, it's just very classy. What kind of decor would you say it is?
Well, the decor comes from the history of the bar, which is basically all salvaged material from the remodel of the Roosevelt Lofts, which were offices and now, obviously, the Roosevelt condos. So a lot of the things that you'll see in there, from the stained glass to the fire doors, which is actually the bar, is just amazing stuff that they just salvaged.
And that's exactly where the name came from. That's the catalyst for the name.
Correct, correct.
Very cool. And one thing that's awesome is the stained glass.
Yeah.
Lots of stained glass, very church-like, very church-esque.
Very.
And because of that, it omits this vibey kind of feel.
Yeah.
You know, really, really unique. One thing, I mean, it's like the staff is really cool and the people that are there are really cool that I see come as customers.
Sure.
You know, Jeff, the door guy.
Sure.
You know, the people that have helped me out while I go. And of course, you. It's like a very warm dive bar, welcomed kind of open arms.
Yeah. Yeah, we try and be like a good neighborhood bar, very,
very warm,
very comfortable, but still beautiful inside.
Yeah, that's what's cool. There's this crazy, like, there's this, like, you know, really good balance where you're going there and you're going to go have a great night out. You know, it's like, you know, super, to me, I mean, I say bougie, I'm going to say it again. It's really nice inside and it's very, very easy on the eyes and very pleasant to be there. You know, if you want to just go out with the boys or take a woman, I think it's the perfect place.
Yeah, we try and make that feel all across the board, you know.
Right.
So that, just like you said, you can come and hang out with the boys, you can come in with a date, and you're still in the same place having a good time and still having that warm, you know, atmosphere.
And that's what hit it out of the park for me, was like being at a place that nice to do a little drinking and music listening, but have that very warm feeling was just like, okay, this is a great place.
Yeah.
Now, the kicker for me was the fact that it is literally a one-minute walk from 7th and Metro Station.
Yeah, if that.
Yeah, a stop from the Red Line. So, I mean, people from Long Beach could take a $1.50 ride from downtown Long Beach, straight shot to 7th and Metro where it ends, and have a night out in downtown and actually, you know, experience Salvage.
Yeah. Yeah.
As like the first place before you go to like maybe a Disney concert hall or a gig somewhere.
Exactly.
And then hit it after before you get back on the 7th and Metro stop.
Exactly.
You know, so it's very it's very convenient to participate in downtown LA festivities and making Salvage part of that, you know, a component in that equation. Especially, I mean, because location is everything.
Sure.
And seeing how close it is, I mean, it just changes the ballgame when you're next to a subway stop. That's the way I feel.
Right, right.
let's talk about your happy hour.
Yeah.
Prices are great.
Best in LA.
They are?
I mean, literally the best in LA. I don't know. I've been running bars for a good minute now in LA. Mm-hmm. And it's the best happy hour I've come across.
Let's talk about
$3 everything. $3 beer, $3
imports,
wine,
domestic.
All of it is $3. Where can you go get a $3 Stella? Where can you go get a $3 Racer 5? Where can you go get a $3 Downtown Brown? Where can you go get a $3? I mean, you just can't.
Exactly.
So, you know, the new Stella Cider is going off the chain as well, too. So $3 as well from 3 p.m. until 8 p.m. Monday through Friday.
3 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Yep.
Now, do you guys serve food?
We do not have a kitchen in Salvage. We've been doing some food with a nearby restaurant. Don't think it's going to be working out too much too much farther because it's just too much of a, with not having the restaurant inside Salvage and being able to control what we do, we just, you know, since I've been there, it's just not really working out. So we're going to focus on what we can actually, like, you know, take control of, and that's the drinks and the good entertainment, and just make it a good neighborhood bar and lounge, you know. There's lots of great places to eat around, you know, downtown, and you're more than welcome to bring that food into Salvage.
Really?
And eat there, so you can go and, you know, grab a burger at counter and then take it over and catch a show at Salvage. You know, we don't mind bringing food in.
So you're cool with that?
Yeah, we're cool with that, and I think that's the way that the road's going to be paved, you know.
That's really cool. I mean, you guys, that even opens up the, you know, the analogy, like the whole neighborhood bar.
Right.
Warm, welcome, kind of, you know, be as comfortable as you can while you come into this nice establishment.
Exactly.
And have warm staff and very warm prices.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's not rigid. I've been to a lot of places that are not as nice in L.A., in downtown. Right. And you walk in, it's just so rigid.
Right.
It's like the whole staff is vibing you.
Yep.
It's double the price.
Yep.
And it's just like, this sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got my vote. Now, the fact that you're allowing food just makes it that much more friendlier.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you're not trying to make it difficult. You're trying to make everyone feel as welcome as possible.
Exactly. You know, I mean, you can, like I said, you can, like, if whether it be counter, whether it be, you know, sushi down the road, whatever it may be, you know, it's all welcome to come bring in, eat, and enjoy the food that you have, you know, and then enjoy what we have to offer, which is, you know, the ambience, the live music. We have acoustic singer-songwriters on Thursdays and Fridays for happy hour from 6 to 8.
Is it free admission?
It's free admission 7 nights a week. There's never a cover. You know, and we just provide entertainment and good drinks for people, you know.
Very well done. Let's talk about, you know, the patio itself.
Yeah.
It's just super nice. I mean, you know, it's right on the sidewalk on 7th.
Yeah.
And I like how the ceilings are very high. You guys have nice lighting. And it's pretty cool because, like, if you have to go outside and make a phone call while there's loud music, the loud music stays inside.
Yeah.
You know, you guys kind of, like, gate it pretty good so people in the patio aren't being affected if they don't want to hear it.
Yeah,
so,
the acoustics are great on the patio for that, you know? Yeah. And that's the whole point of our patio, is just to have an extra room, so to speak, for people to, you know, enjoy their cigarettes, their e-cigarettes, whatever it may be. Cigars, they're welcome as well. You know, and give you something different than inside as well. You know?
Very cool.
This is a completely different vibe on the patio. Too,
yeah, and that's why I brought it out, or brought it up, because it was like, wow, this is like another component why this place is great.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, let's talk about the DJs that you guys book. And have, that's Friday and Saturdays?
Fridays and Saturdays are our DJs. Friday night, we have a different resident DJ every single Friday night. So the first Friday of the month is DJ Antique. Second Friday is DJ Sun. The third Friday is DJ Proper. Fourth Friday is DJ Joe Gretto. He's also our Saturday resident DJ. And it's, they're just all... they're all amazing in their own right and way, and I've known them all for a long time, you know, and in different various venues that I've either booked them at or whatnot. And, you know, it's feel-good music, you know. It's a little bit of hip-hop, a little bit of reggae, a little bit of top 40, a little bit of old school, new school, everything. It's all across the board, you know, because that's sort of the bar on Fridays and Saturdays, you know. If you're not there by 10 o'clock, expect to wait into a line that goes down to Dublin's, you know.
Wow.
And some people don't get in, you know. I mean, we have a capacity of 190 people, and we try and keep it at that.
Play by the rules,
yeah. Because honestly, you know, if it's too crowded, you wait in line for an hour, you get in, you're waiting in line for another 30 minutes to get a drink because we're so busy, so it doesn't really work, you know.
So
as long as we keep to our capacity and keep it fun for everyone, you get inside, you wait in line, be patient, you get inside, you get a drink in 10 minutes. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and that's just a better program, you know, for everyone.
It really is. And again, that's like the very like intuitive way to operate, like versus like just get them in, yeah. Like some and everyone else does.
Exactly.
And then there's no consideration for the customer.
None of that. And then there's problems by people bumping into people and then fights.
You know, and problems start.
And all that stuff happens. And, you know, if you can eliminate all that and just have a fun environment and not try and, you know, go super crazy, you know, with packing in 300 people into a tiny bar. It just, you know, everyone has a good time, you know, and that's what we want to do. We want to provide a good neighborhood time. for everyone.
And that shows a lot of consideration for your customers.
Yeah.
Really cool. So we covered the DJs.
Yep.
The DJs that we talked about, the format. So you would say Friday night is and Saturday night are both cohesive in format?
Or they're both cohesive in format. Each DJ is completely unique in their own right. The vibe in general is the same. Bring your rug cutting shoes. You know what I mean? That's all I can say. It's just a dance show, you know, after 10 o'clock. So it's not too much in any sort of genre, which is nice. So it kind of like lets everyone experience another genre of music or whatever.
It's not too genre focused for the night.
No, exactly. Exactly. You know? Yeah.
Very cool. Now let's talk about the actual live music again. So you guys have, it's mostly acoustic music, right? Is that
it's
for the most part?
It's mostly acoustic, but then, you know, we're stretching that. We're going to start on January 23rd with our Thursday Night House Band, which is the Back in the Hand All-Stars, which is also AKA the Brig Band, super famous band, been around for about 12 years. It's kind of a co-op of musicians that play in other bands. The drummer of Fishbone, John Stewart, bass player of Fishbone, Norwood Fisher, Sal Marquez on trumpet. He was trumpet player for Frank Zappa. David Ralke played sax for Beck. DJ Peyote Cody scratches with the band.
Peyote Cody.
Yeah, he's an amazing DJ. Kenny Burgermaster plays the keys. He's sort of like the ringmaster of it all. And it's just one heck of a fun, funky, instrumental, jammy night. Same thing. Bring your rug cutting shoes. If you haven't had a chance to catch them at the Brig in Venice on a Tuesday night, now people in downtown can actually see what's been going on there for 12 years, you know, and it's such a cool, intimate thing. I mean, you know, they'll bring in like Robert Krieger from the Doors to play guitar with them.
Wow.
They just invite their friends to come and hang.
And that's what it is.
And that's what it is. So we're going with the full onslaught of band style that way. But, you know, if you come to me and say, hey, is there a stage and a backliner? No, we're not like that. They just show up and just bring their amps and just play on the ground, and it's sort of a
that's
fun,
what's cool
kind of cool thing that you're never going to see in another venue because or a venue like that because it's just not what we have. We don't have a big stage, we don't have a thing, and it sort of fits like what they've been doing, you know, down at the Brig for a while, you know.
Very well done. And that starts Thursday, January 23rd.
The 23rd, yeah.
And is there going to be a cover for that?
There's never a cover.
Never, okay. Never I just double checking. Yep, that's a powerhouse
never
show.
Never a cover. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Very well done. So I'm just going to give the site. It's www.salvagela.com. The address, 717 West 7th Street, Los Angeles, California, 90017. Phone number, 213-688-7755. And again, right by the 7th and Metro station. So, I mean, you know, the cool thing is like people could come in from East LA without a car because there's a Gold Line station at Atlantic and where the 60 freeway is.
Yep.
And you could park for free and take the Gold Line into Union Station in 18 minutes.
Yep.
And then jump on the Red Line, three stops, five minutes.
Stops you there.
And then you're at Salvage.
Yeah.
You know? And even people from North Hollywood, let's talk about you.
Sure. Exactly.
Now you use public transportation into your equation because it just makes sense.
I do. And I was a little leery of run bars all around LA from Venice to Malibu to Hollywood and North Hollywood. Never really worked downtown except for this project.
So it was new territory
for me, big time. And, you know, I live in North Hollywood, pretty close to the station. And it's worked out amazing, you know. I mean, I'm here no matter what kind of the traffic is. I'm here in 28 minutes, no problem, every single time, you know. And it just works out great, you know. And same with the musicians and the bands. I'm trying to keep a lot of the music to 8 to like, you know, 11 or 8 to midnight so that people can actually come downtown, use the Metro.
Yeah, and get the last one at 12:30.
Get back at 12:30. Yeah. So that you don't have to, you know, worry about, oh,
missing
now I'm
it.
Here, but now how the hell do I get back home? You know what I mean? So we're trying to keep it all so you can come experience Salvage.
Amazing.
Experience the music, experience the vibe, experience downtown if you want. Come and have a drink, go walk around downtown, you know, if you haven't been, you know, downtown and checked it out and see all the new bars and venues and restaurants and everything that's down here. Maybe come by Skid Row Studios for a tour. I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
exactly, you know? So, you know, experience downtown and then still be able to get back home to wherever your home is, you know?
Yeah, and I think the fact that you are actually installing these practical decisions, like not making people wait for drinks.
Yeah.
You know, like not, I mean, money's important. Everyone needs to keep the doors open, et cetera. But you guys are so considerate and want to create a great experience that you're not going to like just pack them in and make a horrible night for somebody.
Right.
You're going to say, okay, look, this is capacity. We're going to keep it. And we're going to have live entertainment. Let's make sure that it's done at 11:30.
Right.
So that people could finish their drink, say hi, and then get back to, you know.
Exactly.
For the last,
exactly.
You know, by the last train. And that way they could, you know, have a seamless experience. Like, yep. You know, they arrived with no pressure and they left with no pressure.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in LA, people are still leery of public transportation. But I think because downtown LA is what it is now, it's its own neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's like live, work, and play.
Yep.
And, you know, the 90s, it wasn't like that. No, 80s, it wasn't like that. It was really bad. And we know. We know.
Yeah. I mean, I moved out to LA from Reno and Lake Tahoe in 95. And let me tell you, I didn't come downtown, like, ever.
Yeah.
Honestly.
There's no reason
like,
to.
Ever. I never came downtown. You know, I mean, it was
pretty grim.
Down. The hell's going on down there? Why are you going down there? You know, I mean, it was just such a far-fetched sort of, you know, reality. You know, everyone was in Hollywood. Everyone was in, you know, Venice or the beach or whatever. Downtown wasn't
West
even a
Hollywood.
Blip in their head. West Hollywood,
right.
Wherever it may be, you know. And but now it's, I'd say in the last, you know, 5 years maybe, it's just completely changed around, you know.
Absolutely. You know, we're going to go into some of your favorite places in downtown.
Sure.
Food places. Let's talk about what Vince likes.
Sure, sure.
And, but before that, we're going to take a break. We're not going to take a music break with our playlist. Vincenzo is going to perform two songs because he's a musician. And, you know, I've seen you play Hard Rock Cafe in Newport Beach,
sure,
Universal
sure.
Bar and Grill, different places. And it's always been a great experience. So you're going to play two tracks. But before you do that, I just want to give a little support to some of our people that support us and say thank you to Soul Skating Los Angeles, Two Felon Skate Shop, Amoeba Music, Jaritos, and Amante Restaurant in downtown LA. So let's strap on your guitar and let's hear two originals. What's this called?
This one's called The Drive.
The Drive?
Original. Yep. So we'll...
let's do it.
Some originals.
Whenever you're ready. Insane for days. done. Well done. Good job.
Thank you, brother.
What was the name of that song again?
Thank you. It's called The Drive.
The Drive.
The Drive, yeah.
Let's talk about how people could hear your music.
For sure. On my official website, VincenzoThomasAmato.com.
Right.
The full Monty. I try and send everybody there. If you like doing the social media stuff, Facebook, Vincenzo Thomas Amato, SoundCloud, Vincenzo Thomas Amato.
Perfect.
That's enough that I give people. I don't want to give them too many options. You know, everyone's got like, I mean, a Flickr, a Twitter, a Pinterest,
Tumblr.
Whatever. I don't, you know what?
Twitter.
Yeah, no.
What do they do in the old days, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
one website.
Yeah.
You send it there. I mean, I'm all about independent music. I have been since I moved out here.
You are.
And, you know, send them to your website. You know, if you got something to sell, you're just selling stuff. You're selling your music. You're selling your vibe. You're selling your stuff. You know, you're selling your soul. Might as well take all the money for it yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, why give it to somebody else? You know, I'll be sitting at home burning CDs out of my laptop, and, you know, I'd rather send that to somebody for $5 than having it go somewhere else and having to cut somebody off a piece of the pie and this and that. And,
yeah.
You know, all it is a click to my website rather than on iTunes or whatever it may be. And, you know, and granted, there's pluses and minuses to all of them, but I just... You know,
figure, that's a good formula,
you know,
though.
Go to your own home.
Yeah, know, just a good home
website.
Base, right?
Exactly. Go to your home, good home base, sell your stuff there, capitalize on the money that you can, you know, collect on. And that's, you know, as far as I'm considered being, you know, an independent musician in this world, you know?
Absolutely. And that's just one of the many things an independent musician has to take on.
Exactly.
As you know.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you got to take on a lot.
Right. As well as the rest of the laundry list of, you know?
Yeah, because if you don't do it, it's not going to get done.
Exactly. Yep, yep.
Now, do you have any shows coming up where we could see you perform?
I do. I play every Monday night at the Red Door in
Where's
Toluca
that?
Lake. It's in Toluca Lake.
Oh, yeah.
It's behind Rabano's Pizza. You enter through the alley. A very cool little intimate kind of spot. Doc Lawrence owns the spot, and it's a very unique spot. You know, the other night I was smoking a joint with Woody Harrelson over there. You know,
really,
it was kind of cool. And you know, the night after that, Rashawn Ross, trumpet player of Dave Matthews, sat in and brought his horn and played some horn with me. And you know, it's just
so.
You know, last night we were there, and one of the main guys from the Sons of Anarchy, the IRA, was in there and playing some music with Doc. You know, I mean, it's just like a fun little spot. There's no cover. It's just sort of like, you know, they don't really promote it. You know, I'm probably doing the most promotion they've
right.
done for right
so
now.
It
you
is
know,
it's what it is.
It is what it
it's
is.
It's in a nice spot in Toluca Lake. You got your Monday
it's
night
like the
gig
size
there.
Of this room, you know.
And it's like if people that go there know about it and like it.
Yep. The food's amazing.
And it's called what again?
It's called The Red Door.
The Red Door.
Yeah. Other than that, Mountain High Ski Resort, I've always done stuff with them every winter. And starting January 26th on that Sunday, we're going to be playing on the deck on the west side of the mountains.
Wow.
So maybe you might want to come up and play some tunes too that Sunday, you know? I mean, we'll
I
go
accept.
Back to the old school days.
Yeah, man. You used to book my band.
Yeah.
When I was in a band called Super Rider. You know, you were kind enough to book us up there. Like, we did like about four dates
over a
winter time.
Yeah.
And it was a great experience to play Mountain High. I mean, that's really fun. A
lot of fun. Real close. Closest ski resort to LA. And if
what,
you
two
ask
hours?
My opinion,
2 hours?
Not even. An hour and 20 minutes. An hour and 30 minutes, you have a beer and you're on the deck chilling out.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I grew up in Lake Tahoe and Reno. And
snowboarding.
And snowboarding, skiing, all, you know. I mean, I started on skis when I was a kid and, you know, raced professionally with, you know, through high school and all that stuff. And you know, went on to snowboarding since I was like, maybe 12, and then after my last high school ski race, I was like, fuck skiing, you know?
I'm gonna
go snowboarding.
Yeah,
I don't
have
my coaches behind me anymore. So I started snowboarding and have been doing that, you know, ever since. And in my opinion, when you consider all these local mountains, you know, I think Mountain High is just the best. I mean, it's the closest.
Do you really?
And as far as terrain and stuff, it's all pretty much the same. I mean, you can't tell me Bear Mountain has better terrain than Mountain High or Snow Summit or Waterman. It's all the same. You know what I mean?
That
it's
makes
nice
sense,
and local
though.
And it's great. And my whole thing with Bear Mountain or Snow Summit, it's like, you know, it takes 2.5 hours, 3 hours to drive up there. Well, I'd rather drive to Mammoth for 4.5 hours. You know what I mean? If I'm going to go somewhere and put that time into. Otherwise, I'm at Mountain High in an hour and a half. You know, I mean, you can go surf in the morning, go up to Mountain High by noon. you know, or vice versa, you know, go ride in the morning, come back and catch an afternoon surf session, you know. So
only in LA, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Mountain High to me has just always sort of had a soft spot in my heart because of the location and the fun terrain that it is and just a fun mountain, you know. And they you know, really embrace live music and DJs and that kind of stuff too, you know. And
they're really proactive, huh?
Very much so. John McCauley's been doing the marketing there for since I've dealt with them. And that goes back to like my old band, Super J, is like 98. Wow. So, you know, good times, you know.
That's very cool.
That place, yeah.
Very cool. So, Red Door.
Red Door.
Now, is that a free cover?
Yeah, no cover.
Oh, okay.
No
so cover. People could mosey on over there.
Yeah, I like the whole non-cover thing these days.
It's working.
It's working for me.
It's working. I yeah. agree, you know. Yeah. I mean, it just seems like there's no risk for people.
Yeah, no, exactly. Know? Come in and have a good time. If you don't like it, there's the door.
Yeah, you know? You come in. No cover, and if they like it, they spend money at the bar and on the band merchandise.
Right.
If the band has any, they don't like it, there's the door.
Yeah. And if they like it, word of mouth, you know, I mean, that's the best,
Very powerful.
Best marketing that you could ever possibly wish for.
You know, I think the music industry has learned that if you buy a $10,000 ad in Rolling Stone, it's not going to sell records.
No.
People don't open it and say, I'm going to buy that, dude.
Right.
I'm going to buy five copies because there's an ad.
Exactly.
It's more like you got to see this band.
You got to see this band. Yeah.
Or you got to hear their music.
Well, yeah. You know, people communicate with people that way, you know, and I think that's how people communicate in general. It's just like, hey, you know, let's go check out this movie. Let's go check out this auto show car. Let's go check out this band. Let's go check out this studio. Let's go, you know, and I think that's how stuff gets done, you know, really. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going to hear one more song.
Cool.
And what's this one called?
Good question.
what do you think we should do?
I was going to tune up to a different tuning, or I'll just stick into this. Doesn't matter, you know. This is just a mix-up, but it's called Bob Marley Melodies.
Okay.
Bob Marley is one of my favorite artists. So
you huge influence on him?
Yeah, huge influence, and this is sort of an homage to him, you know.
Okay, let's hear it.
Got a sax player or something in it, but we'll try it acoustic.
Cool.
Thank you.
right. Vincenzo Thomas Amato, thank you very much for playing your tunes here. I wanted to segue into some of your personal favorite things about downtown Los Angeles. I mean, you're, you know, running the Salvage Bar.
Sure.
You know, you're it's a big project. It's seems like it's going pretty well. Now, you know, part of the show is I always like to get insight from my in-studio guests. I mean, what's really cool is, you know, you choosing to commute car-free is cohesive to what the format is. And that, you know, I feel is becoming a lot more popular amongst people in Los Angeles, don't you? Have you seen more of a...
I think so, yeah.
People are adapting to that?
People are adapting to, you know, being smarter in the ways that they get around, you know.
And
why spend
money.
The money on gas? Yeah, you know, I mean, I think everyone's watching their wallet these days, and as you should, you know, I mean, why spend frivolously? And, you know, if you can get downtown or to wherever you're working by using any sort of public transportation, or hell, just biking, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or doing some exercise, for God's sakes, you know what I mean?
Biking, like, walking, you know.
Walking, whatever, you know. You know, the old song, Nobody Walks in L.A., man, it is true, you know, like... People don't like to do it, but I think now, you know, it's becoming easier. You know, you can walk a 5-minute walk and then get onto a train. You don't have to walk. You don't have to, you know, walk for 30 minutes or 45
minutes. There's more of an infrastructure for public transportation.
Exactly.
And if you can install it into your routine, into your routine, it's very friendly. I mean, for me personally, I mean, you know, I'll buy a day pass for $5.
Yeah.
And I could go from downtown L.A., you know, to Universal and come backwards and have meetings like Silver Lake, Los Feliz along the Red Line stop, and or just, you know, visit with people that I'm, you know, going to get on the show and, you know, just do a lot of face-to-face meetings regarding what I'm involved in, and you're able to cover a lot of ground without the wear and tear, without putting money in the gas tank, and without paying for parking.
Right.
You know, I mean, in one day I've gone from, you know, Boyle Heights to Universal and had like 3 meetings in, like, you know, West Hollywood, Hollywood, Los Feliz, Silver Lake, and then went all the way to Whittier to visit family and then came back to Boyle Heights. That was a $5 day. I mean, I mean, imagine how much gas that would have been and traffic and parking.
Yeah. A tank.
Yeah.
You know?
Easy.
Easy.
And plus, because it's rush hour. Yeah. And then there's, you know, the parking. I mean, even like on Sunset and Silver Lake, you have to swipe your card for the meter. You know, and that's like they get you for $3 for a half hour.
Yeah.
It all adds
$6
up.
$6 an hour, you know, pretty much. You know, even in front of Salvage, it's, you know, the meters are $6 an hour.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly.
Until 8, and then it's
free
to go.
Yeah.
Just, but, it's a pretty penny.
You know? Right. I mean, it adds up. So, you know, I mean, for me, it just seems like you've installed, you know, using public transportation and being car free and going the whole green direction into your routine at firsthand. You know, we're here to promote Salvage and highlight that destination for the downtown Los Angeles territory. But I think the fact that you are, you know, if we put you under a microscope, you're doing the same thing you're telling your customers to do, and it works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's pretty cool. Like, you're not just like preaching the word, like you're actually living it.
Right.
You know, and it works. It's like, come down downtown. It's not going to cost you much because it's, you know, I mean, if people are, you know, don't even get a day pass, and they could come from North Hollywood. It's only $1.50 each way. It's $3 round trip.
Yeah, $3 round trip and a $3 beer. I mean, you're under $10 and you're having a good time. You know what
and
I mean?
And it's a great, it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, you know.
Exactly,
yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about Monday nights really quick.
Sure.
Now, what's going to be happening in the early part of the evening on Monday nights?
Early part of the evening, we're going to have some live music from like 7 until 10.
Okay.
It's going to be various different people. And then we have you coming down after the show, starting at about 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And doing an after party, bringing your guests.
Exactly. And we're rallying up all the troops.
Enjoying a good time, maybe DJing, you know, throwing out some tunes, doing whatever you want, you know. And maybe we can get to a point where you guys do a live remote from Salvage, you know. That would be really cool.
That's awesome, man.
I mean, We're down to let it build, you know. Mondays are one of my favorite nights to go out. You know, I have a gig on Mondays anyways. I'm never really there.
Well, you
but
know
I don't
what?
Get to see your Monday night.
Yeah, like, but it's not amateur off. Night on Monday.
No,
that's when the pros go out, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know
that's
where
when
I'm
we
getting.
All go have fun.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's the pro night.
Yeah. And we also offer a you know, happy hour prices, you know, late night on Monday,
you guys,
too. So that works out really well.
You guys are serving Stella's in these huge nice glasses for $3.
Yeah.
You know, and in this nice place. And, you know, so what we're doing is on Monday nights. So you know, you and I, you know, reconnected. I said, man, it would be nice to organize and have a consistent destination for every Los Angeles Nista episode. Yeah. So Monday nights, 9-11, that's my anchor time. Yeah. So it's like after that show, it's kind of like our after party, like our wrap party after every episode. And, you know, we've had guys from AFI there, Alkaline Trio, and it's been really fun. Skate Master Tate came down and DJed. You know, he used to host that Nickelodeon show, Skate TV. And so our resident DJ is this gentleman named Rudy, and he's goes on under the name DJ 6-3 times, and he does punk and metal.
Right.
And, you know, he's really good at what he does, and he's going to be the resident guy, you know, spinning vinyl. And, you know, attached to that, you're going to get the great prices. So I'm calling it My War Mondays because I love the Black Flag record, My War. It's like a groundbreaking record. So that's, the record bridged heavy music and punk. So that's what we're doing is we're playing a lot of like, you know, Black Sabbath and then like a lot of punk rock. Like it's, and everything in between. So it's not just a metal or punk night. It's just an evening of, you know, heavier music. And, but it's wide. I mean, there's a lot of rock going around, like Van Halen and Kiss and stuff. So it's a fun time. So as far as your personal taste, so what other places around downtown have you enjoyed?
I will tell you this, and I didn't know until I first started working downtown that Sugarfish is downtown. I love sushi, and Sugarfish is amazing.
Never heard of it.
Amazing.
Sugarfish is
There's one in Studio City, and that's one that I usually go to there, and I found out that there's one down here, and it is just, it's a treat, although I am a little leery of sushi these days, but the Sugarfish still will catch my dollar, so.
Cool. Yeah. So Jeremy, owner of Skid Row Studios, who's doing the soundboard operations tonight, Jeremy Hansen, I think he likes this place. You been there before?
Yeah, I go to Sugarfish all the time. And
good stuff.
Chef Nozawa, you know, that he's he's well known in the sushi world. He owns that place. There's one in Beverly Hills, I think, as well. But yeah, that's my favorite sushi place downtown.
Okay.
Yeah, love it.
Is there any, like what in particular do you focus on?
Well, they do different menus that are what's called omakase style. So that means, I think the translation is chef's choice.
Okay.
So I like sushi places where the chef really highlights what he thinks is good, because I like all sushi.
Right.
I don't care what he gives me. I know it's going to be good. So I always go in there. I get the Nozawa. And one of their things is that you don't have to add tip. Like, they don't accept tips. So you go in there, you get the Nozawa, you're going to get great sushi, and you pay the bill and hop on out.
Ah, so there you go, reinforcement. Yeah. Now, another question for Jeremy. As far as salvage, let's get your perspective on Salvage Bar LA.
Yeah, so I went into Salvage quite some time ago and noticed that happy hour, and there's definitely no other bar.
And it's a really nice place. It's not a dive.
It's a beautiful bar. You're not going to get a Stella anywhere for $3.
No.
Like, that's just not going to happen. you go to a happy hour somewhere else, and you know, then they got the happy hour menu. You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, you might be able to get a Pabst or something for $3. But
if, and the place is not
Stella's
nice.
Stella's and import beers and craft beers for $3. So that's great. Right. And well drinks, too, you know?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah.
And now, is your wine the same price, too?
Wine's the same as well.
So people go have wine for $3 a glass.
Yep.
Unreal.
Great.
It's great.
Great happy hour.
Yeah, totally. What about as far as... you guys, I mean, you guys are having live bands.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. When you go to a big show, like, what are some of your favorite, you know, big venues to see bands in Los Angeles as a music fan?
I love the Greek Theater.
You like that?
Yeah, I think that's just an amazing spot.
You're right in the middle of nature, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm a hippie, man. I grew up in Tahoe and Reno, so any outside venue...
with hills and trees.
Done right, with hills and trees, like, you got my number, you know. I mean, otherwise, you know, there's a lot of cool, like, just... I'm a big fan of, like, seeing, like, big names in small places, you know? So, you know, I'm not one of those guys that is. I'm gonna go see a show at Staples Center or the El Rey or.
You'll pass on that. Huh?
I'll pass on that kind of stuff. I'd rather, you know, watch it on YouTube or something. But you know, if it's a cool tiny little venue, or if it's like, you know, something very outdoorsy, I'm all on that. You know.
So Hollywood Bowl and Greek, you like?
Hollywood Bowl's great. You know, amazing sound. They just put a new sound system in there too.
But last year, right?
Paul Geller's runs that, and like. Man, the sound system they tried out on the reggae show last reggae show, and it was amazing, man. It just sounded so good everywhere. You know, you could walk up and down, and that's something I'll do.
How long ago was that?
That was like a year ago. I think it was in August or maybe.
Really?
I think it's like. Don't quote me. I think it's like August.
August, because you know,
July or August when the reggae show did.
Late August, right before school starts.
Yep.
Because I don't think it was in yet, but I took my mom to see George Benson.
Oh, sick.
Early mid-August, and I don't think it was in yet. But I mean, you know, I mean, I think you're right.
The reggae show was the first show they tried it out, because I remember he was like, oh, I'm tripping out, man. He's like, I don't know. It could all just shut down or it could work.
Yeah. Either or.
Yeah.
That's cool. So when it comes to major concerts, like unless it's at those venues, the Greek and Hollywood Bowl, you pass on it. But
pass on.
If it's a big,
I'm not a big stadium
small,
fan, you know what I mean?
It's too just much
the sound.
Work.
Yeah, it's too much. Well, and it's just the sound's not there, you know what I mean? It's just different, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just way more of like an intimate kind of, you know, catching a show.
Are you a sports fan at all?
I play sports. I'm not a follower of sports.
Professional sports or anything like that?
Yeah, no.
Speaking of which, you guys show the games.
We do show the games.
Let's talk about that.
We do show TV, you know, any game that we... anyone wants to kind of watch, we'll put on the TVs. We're not really a sports bar, and we don't want to go that direction, but
right.
You know, we have TVs out there for people, and we'll put the games on, of course, you know, the Lakers or Super Bowl. We're actually having a Super Bowl party this year, so first year for Salvage since it's been open. So, you know, we're touching base with the main sports and the main, events in sports, but it's not really our thing, you know.
But you guys are acknowledging it and
making it available. Going to be there. Yep. But if you want to come to Salvage and expect to see like five different games, you know, we only have two boxes, so you get two channels.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for that, because there's these chain places I've had to meet friends at, and I'm like, you know, this is worse than kids playing video games.
Oh, yeah. It's like ADHD with like sports. You know, you got like a different channel on 50 million different screens.
And they're eating bad microwave food.
Yeah.
Paying $8 for... a Budweiser.
Yeah, exactly.
This is weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Anyways, that's what makes Salvage so great. It has its own charm, its own character, and there's no place like it in Los Angeles.
No.
Now, before we go, let's talk about people that want to book things there, like a private party, an event.
Sure.
How do they go about that?
You can either send an email to me, which is my email is just vta@salvagela.com. Or you can send an email to events@salvagela.com and then just put time, date, amount of people, and you know, either myself or Damon, who's the events director, will get a hold of you. And we try and keep everything real personable and touchable. It's not like, you know, when you go to a venue and you kind of get, you know, handed off to other people. It's you're going to get me or my director of events or my other bar manager, and that's it, you know. Or
and
sometimes
you guys...
even the owner, Hooman. I mean, you know, everyone's very hands-on, and we want to, like, you know, welcome everyone that comes in through the place, almost like, you know, sort of like a little family bar, you know.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool. A breath of fresh air. And I want to thank you for being a part of episode 106 of Los Angeles Nista.
Thank you, brother.
Let's give the websites again. Salvage, www.salvagela.com. The address is 717 West 7th Street, Los Angeles, California, 90017. The phone number is 213-688-7755. And let's talk about the happy hour once again, because that's, I mean, for people, they got to go.
Yep.
They got to go.
Got to come. If you're downtown between 3 and 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, you definitely want to pop into Salvage. You can get a $3 beer, any of our beers.
Imports.
Imports included, all imports included. Any wine and any well drink for $3.
And it's, If a minute, it's not even a minute away from the 7th of Metro Red Line Station.
Not even. You
Too
get
easy.
Out and you're right there.
Yep. All right. Well, that's a wrap. Thank you so much.
Thank you.